بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of reminders for Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to become muttaqeen and to use this month in a way that pleases His grace and majesty, and which will become a source of great khair and barakah for us in this life and in the next life, inshallah. We're talking about the issue of the purpose of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and said, kutiba alaykum ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum usyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, which means, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed on those before you, so that you may become al-muttaqoon. And over the last 4 days, I have also mentioned to you and explained to you my understanding of taqwa and how we can build taqwa, which is by increasing our khushu and increasing our hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We increase khushu by reflecting and contemplating on the glory and majesty and the khudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we increase our hub of Allah, the love of Allah, by reflecting on and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very important. Now, to understand the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparatively easy, because it's very visible and it's very clear, right? Be it small or big, whether you are contemplating on the size of the universe, for example, there is a beautiful video where this man tries to explain the size of the universe, and he holds up a grain of sand on the tip of his finger, and then he holds it up like that at arm's length, and he says, shut one eye and look at that, and he says, the part of the sky or the universe that is blocked out by that grain of sand on the tip of your finger contains billions of galaxies the size of our galaxy, which is called the Milky Way. Billions of galaxies. We're not talking about planetary systems. We're not talking about solar systems. We're definitely not even talking about planets. And forget about the Earth. It doesn't even come into the calculation. Billions of galaxies, the size of our Milky Way. So whether you're contemplating on that, and this is the what is called the known universe, which is what is visible to us through the Hubble telescope and through various space probes that we have and whatever technology that is available to us today. That's the visible universe. Now, what is the invisible universe, which is beyond that? Only Allah knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the creator of the sun and the moon. Compared to this size, the sun and the moon are nothing. They are less than nothing. And the earth is even less, because the sun is roughly, what is it, the exact number I forget, but it's like, 300,000 times or something like this, bigger and more massive than the earth and more. And if that is nothing, then the earth you can imagine the significance of the earth. So that is the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we reflect on it from in the context of massive things. If you look at it from in the context of small things, we have the most glaring example of that, which is the corona COVID virus. One thing which is microscopic, which cannot even be seen by the naked eye, brought the earth to its knees, brought the human race to its knees. All the power and all the wealth and all the weapons and all everything of the human race could do nothing to prevent themselves from being affected. They could do nothing. The only thing they could do was to shut themselves down, and even that didn't prevent literally hundreds of thousands and I think if I take the global number, it's a couple of million people from dying because of this virus. And even today, even with the vaccine, we do not have an effective cure for the virus. We don't even have an effective 100% protection from the virus. Everything has become relative, right? Now, the point is, this is also the glory and majesty of Allah. And everything else in between and everything else beyond the biggest and everything else beyond the smallest, smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. This is all the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with regard to the ni'mat of Allah, to the blessings of Allah, this is a more complex process, because in many cases, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes come disguised as trials and tribulations, as difficulties, right? You think of the beginning of the earth, water came to this earth in the form of a storm. And you can imagine the colossal size of that storm, the kind of what it must have done, because that water is the sum total of the water that we have on the earth today. What we see and what we don't see, even the subterranean water is part of that storm. All the oceans are part of that storm. Imagine the water of all the oceans together hits you. What happens to you? And then, of course, that storm was bigger than that, because that water which came to the earth also went to Mercury and Venus. Right? And then the earth had a colossal collision with another planet called Theia, which was about the size of the earth and on an intersecting orbit, and we met, and the result was that the central core of Theia, which was made of iron, entered the earth and became part of the core of the earth, and the mantle of Theia accreted onto the mantle of the earth. So both earth, both iron and water came to us from outer space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that to the earth. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. Allah says, we have sent you al-hadid. Anzalna, Allah says, anzalna al-hadid. Allah has sent down nuzul of the hadid, of iron. Now, today if I ask you, is water a ni'mah, blessing? You'll say, of course, because life cannot exist without water. We are 70% made out of water. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that every living thing He created out of water. But imagine that storm, at the time of the storm, did it look like a ni'mah? Did it look like a blessing? If you had been there, if I had been there, of course we were not there. I'm saying, if we had been there, would that have looked like a blessing? What about a collision? What do you call a collision? May Allah protect us. But you know, if this earth even collides with something, forget about colliding with another planet the size of the earth. Even if it collides with something much smaller than that, we are looking at a catastrophe. The entire cities might get annihilated, and you know, millions of people and animals and everything else might be wiped off the face of the earth. So a collision and a storm, an absolutely terrifying storm and a collision, you wouldn't call these blessings, right, by any stretch of the imagination. But today, if you think about that, were these two things blessings? These two things were probably the biggest blessings as far as the earth is concerned. What would the earth be without any water? It would be like Mars. It would be like Venus. Right? No life is possible. Imagine iron and what all we do with iron. The lesson we take from this is, then let us now look into our own lives and say, what are the storms and collisions in my life? And try to look at them with a different perspective and say, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that I am not able to see how it is a blessing. So two things. One is, I thank Allah, say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, even if I don't see it, Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing. And secondly, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you how it's a blessing so that you can thank Him even more. But there should be no word of thanklessness on our tongue. When we talk about what comes from Allah, when we talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us in whichever way He sends us, because He knows. He knows. The blessing sometimes comes disguised. And it is through thankfulness that we are able to see beyond the disguise. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.